Hello and welcome to a very special episode of We Love Books, the show where we absolutely love books, and we know you do too. I'm Niamh Bennett, but that is very much beside the point today, because this show is all about our listeners. As well as reading, they enjoy writing. And you might remember that way back before something called COVID came along, we held a creative writing competition. You sent in entries in your hundreds, and we had quite the job whittling your incredible creativity down to just 10 winners. Well, now we're bringing you those winners and their stories one by one on our radio station and on our We Love Books podcast feed. Our winners were very patient with us and waited a long time until it was deemed safe to come into RTE and record their work. And now we present to you our top writers. Today, we meet one of our highly commended writers who wrote on the theme, "You're what?" Zoe O'Grady.
Hello, my name is Zoe and my story is called Midnight Dogs. When I wrote this story, I went to St. Bridget's in Castleknock. My story is about two girls called Emily and Kate who go to a boarding school, and they decided one day to sneak out and go feed Michael D. Higgins' dogs in the Farmley Market. Well, I live near the Phoenix Park, and during lockdown, I took a walk in there every day. While I was on my walk one day, I was thinking about the story, and I was like, I should just do it here. I was really bored during lockdown, so it was just something to do, and I love story writing. I think in third class, my teacher had us writing stories, like, all the time, and I'd always, like, do really well and be reading them out to the class and stuff like that. Well, at the moment, I'm reading Girl Missing by Sophie McKenzie, and that's a really good book. It's about a girl who's trying to find her past life because she's been adopted, but her parents aren't telling her about her past life. And, like, I love murder mystery books. I read recently A Good Girl's Guide to Murder, and then the Robin Stevens books I really like as well. Those kind of books are the ones you get glued to. Like, once you hear the story, you're like, oh my God, I can't stop. I need to find out what happens. Like, you can't put the book down. I'd often, for English homework, have to write stories and stuff. A lot of the time, like, at home, I wouldn't be writing too much. But, like, sometimes I'd be, like, maybe thinking about a story. I just wouldn't get around to writing it. I don't really want to be a writer anymore, but when I wrote this story, I really wanted to be a writer. So I'm like, okay, I should write this story. It might help me pursue my dream. Now I want to be an engineer. I think that if you have a really creative mind like me, stories are a great way to use your creativity and stuff. This is my story, Midnight Dogs. I hope you enjoy it. I was just putting my runners on when I gave a loud sneeze. Suddenly, one of my doormates, Emily, sat up in bed and said, "Where are you going, Kate? It's the middle of the night." "Shh," I whispered as I put my fingers up to my lips. "You'll wake the others." Then I decided that I may as well tell the truth. After all, when has Emily ever revealed a secret? "Okay, I'm going to Farmley Market to feed hot dogs to Michael D. Higgins' dogs." She looked at me wide-eyed.
"You're what?"
I repeated myself.
"That sounds confusing."
"Come with me and then it might make a bit more sense."
"Okay, let me get my runners and then I'll be ready."
A few minutes later, they were sneaking out by the side door of the building. "So tell me everything," said Emily. By now we were in the bike shelter, taking out the first two bikes we saw. As we cycled away towards Orsa Nictron, I told her the whole story. "Remember one time we were at Farmley Market with school and Michael D was there?"
"Yeah."
"Well, I saw him feeding his dogs, Broden and Sheeda, hot dogs, and they seemed to really enjoy them, so I decided to sneak out and feed them every night before the market is on." 10 minutes later, we arrived. I gave a loud whistle. "How did you..." Suddenly, she got interrupted by Broden and Sheeda sprinting out from a bush and leaping over the wall. I tapped the basket on the bike and then they jumped into it. "Well, come on then, Emily, we've got hot dogs to cook," I said as we cycled across the park towards Farmley. Every time I walk into the market at night, the quietness and emptiness amazes me, as it is always so busy on market days. After a long few minutes of picking the lock, we were finally inside of the hot dog stand. "Emily, get those sausages and rolls over there," I said as I turned on the cooker. Emily handed me the sausages and I put the first one on. When it was ready, I gave it to Emily to put in the roll and told her to give it to Brode. She came back and I gave her one to give to Sheeda. "Why are you cooking another sausage? Do they get two?" "No, silly. We worked hard. We deserve ones ourselves."
"You make the best sausages, Kate,"
Emily said as she devoured her hot dog. "Thanks. Now let's go," I said as I placed 20 euro on the counter. "You can't get away without paying." Then we cycle back to our school to get a bit of sleep, stopping off on the way to drop Ro and Sheeta home. Can I come with you next time, Kate? Asked Emily at breakfast the next morning. Of course you can, I said, but don't tell anyone. It's our secret.
And you can listen to our other winning entries anytime you like on our We Love Books podcast feed. And you can find plenty of jam-packed episodes of We Love Books there too, of course. A big thank you to all of our fantastic writers who entered the competition, to all of our wonderful winners, and to you for listening. I'm Niamh Bennett, this is We Love Books, and until next time, happy reading!